Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. So glad you're with me today. Glad to be with you working on your financial freedom. You know, one thing we say, it's kind of a tagline, is that we teach people to retire in 5 years or less. In fact, right now, our two-day financial freedom seminar is going on here in Houston, just down the hall from me. David Fisher is teaching, and he talks about how he did it in 2 years. And every week, I have people on the radio who retire 5 years earlier than they thought they would, 10 years earlier than they thought they would, 20 years earlier than they thought they would. Well, I have today the subject of one of our case study this last week, Alan and Melissa Yu. And Alan retired from corporate America at age 33. I think I got that right. He can correct me a little bit if I'm wrong. But that's 3 years after joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, case study is something that you get to be a part of as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Every single month, we have somebody on. We do a single family case study, two single family case studies, and one multifamily case study where people tell about a deal that they did, and they tell everything about the deal. And so they were with us the other night, Alan and Melissa, on their first apartment complex, a 54 unit in Texas City. In less than 2 years, they doubled their money. And my question for you is, have you done that in your IRA? Have you done that in your 401k? Have you done that in a mutual fund? Have you done that in any investment that you have? Not only that, they've been lead investors on four other deals, bringing huge returns for their partnering investors. And so I want to introduce them. So glad to have both of them with me on the radio today. And guys, first of all, I just want to get to know you. What is your background? Who are you outside of real estate investing? And I'll kind of let both of you answer that as we get started. And where are you from? What is life for you? And what are you doing for retirement prior to Lifestyles Unlimited?
Yeah, David, thank you for having us on. Melissa and I are glad to be here and share our journey and share our story with folks on the radio. And so, yeah, my background is I'm a CPA. Melissa and I had met at the University of Texas. We had some mutual classes, and we met there. Eventually got married in 2013. And then from there, I was working, you know, typical corporate America job, you know, coming out of school in 2008. Went to work for Ernst & Young, then went to work for a small boutique consulting firm, and then eventually that got merged into another consulting firm. So I've been through the whole gambit of transition from one job to another, and eventually found Lifestyles Unlimited. And Melissa is actually the one who found Lifestyles Unlimited in July of 2015. So I'll let Melissa talk about her background a little bit.
Yeah, tell us about your background, Melissa.
I also have a background in business from the McComb School of Business at UT. And so I worked in the corporate world for about 3 years. I quickly realized that I didn't like it, and so I transitioned into nursing. I went back to school, and then I started at Texas Children's in 2012 and was there for almost 9 years. And I recently was able to leave my job just 2 months ago in May and join Lumen Capital, which is our property and asset management company, full-time.
Wow, that's tremendous. That is tremendous. And so before you found out about Lifestyles Unlimited, what were you guys doing for retirement?
Yeah, very traditional background, right? We you know, invested in the companies that we both worked for. Melissa worked for KPMG, I worked for Ernst & Young. You know, they offer the traditional 401k. You know, they had, I think, Ernst & Young offered us a 3% match. So we, you know, I think I put in my 5 or 10% every paycheck, and Melissa did something very similar. And we're just kind of plodding along, and, you know, we're the savers, and, you know, coming from that kind of background, that's typically what you hear in school, and that's what all of our peers were doing. So kind of just went along and tried to save a little bit here and there and try to build a nest egg for 35 years down in the future.
35 years in the future. And so you really, neither one of you had any kind of entrepreneurial background. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Not really. Yeah.
So you're going to go to school, you're going to study hard so you can get into a good college, and then you're going to study hard there, and you're going to get a good job, and you're going to invest in the 401k, the IRA, all that kind of stuff. And the reason I ask that is because I know a lot of people, they listen to the radio show, and they're thinking, wow, they did just what you guys did, and they're thinking, venturing out and doing something myself like real estate investing, whether single family or multifamily, that sounds a little bit scary. And so what triggered you guys to consider real estate, and then how did you find out about Lifestyles?
I've always had an interest in real estate from a very young age. I've never understood the stock market. I just always felt like it was very speculative. And so I didn't have any investments in that. But what triggered our interest, our mutual interest in real estate, was when I was in grad school for nursing. I was in nurse anesthesia school. I was just really unhappy, and I really couldn't see myself continuing school, and I had to really think about what I wanted my life to look like. And being in healthcare, working for a hospital, my life would have been working weekends, working holidays, being on call, sometimes working nights, and that's not what I wanted. Like, I could do it then because I didn't have any kids, but once I have kids, I don't want to spend that time away from them. And so that's what really led us to real estate. Unlike most people who found out about Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, I just did a Google search, proactively looking for real estate investing organizations in the Houston area, and Lifestyles was the top organization that just kept coming up over and over.
Wow, that's great. That is great. I want to pause you right there because we're going to be coming up to a break in just a second, and I want to get to that next part of your journey as you investigated Lifestyles Unlimited. I want to encourage people that are listening right now, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. If you've never been to one of our free workshops, you can go sign up right now. And we're going to hear more from these two heavy hitters in real estate when we get back from the break.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. Connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Rizika with Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Glad to be with you today, working on your financial freedom. I'm talking to Alan and Melissa Yu, and they have a tremendous story, and it's a tremendous story in this. They joined Lifestyles Unlimited in their 30s, and up until that point in their life, they spent their entire life building a net worth. They joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and in 6 years, they increased their net worth by 5 to 6 times. I mean, that's amazing that anybody can do that. But you also know, if you listen to this radio show very often, it is not uncommon for Lifestyles Unlimited members to have that kind of success. And so we're talking to them today about how they achieve that kind of success. I do want to mention one thing before we get back to them. We are having our Wealth and Passive Income Expo Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th of this year. It is going to be in Irving, the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. You can go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, and if you will enter my name, David, all caps, you will get a free $97 general admission pass, $97 off of any of the packages that we have with that. So want to encourage you to go do that. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Great, great opportunity for you to get around successful, like-minded people and get on your way to financial freedom. So back to Alan and Melissa. Increase their net worth 5 to 6 times in a very short amount of time. Guys, so tell us, you found, Melissa, you said you found Lifestyles Unlimited through a Google search. You went to the free workshop. Tell us about that experience. Were you skeptics? Were you thinking this might be a good thing? Kind of what was your mindset as you walked into that free workshop, and how did you walk out of it?
So, again, like I said, most people found out about Lifestyles through the radio. I had never heard of Lifestyles, so of course I walked in a skeptic. And even after the workshop, I still wasn't sure, but I thought, you know what? Let's go to the 2-day. At the time, we paid $500. I believe it's less now, but I said, you know, if it doesn't work out, we're only out $500. It's not a big deal. So right. The way the workshop was structured is the first day, Dell teaches you about single families, and then the second day, Dell teaches you about multifamily. And they're 2 8-hour days, and we had only planned on attending on Saturday and just doing single families because multifamily just seemed way out of our realm. We had no idea what to do with multifamily. It just seemed too far-fetched. And once we, at the end of the first day, our minds were so blown that we decided we have to come back on Sunday. And once we learned about all of the different benefits of multifamily, we were sold and signed up as big members.
Yeah, decided that was
funny
that,
because,
go ahead.
No, it's funny because for the evening event, I was very hesitant. Actually, Melissa had told me about it and said, "Hey, I signed up for this thing. I think it was at 6 or 6:30 one night," and I was really hesitant to actually go. But I'm sure glad I did, and look where we are now. So
yeah, I remember. I think case study the other night, you said you were kind of like, "Yeah, I really don't want to go to that. I think I'll pass." And then for some reason, you decided to go ahead and make it. I do want to remind people, if you've never been to one of our free workshops, it is free. You can and it's all online now, so you don't even have the excuse that Alan had, is I don't want to go out. So you just go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. I'm actually going to be doing the free workshop this Thursday, July 15th at 9:30 p.m., and so I want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up for that. So you went, you felt a little bit better about it. You guys went to the 2-day. What were the big aha moments for you in that 2-day class?
So I think the one big thing for me is when Dell taught us, when Dell was still teaching the 2-day, and now David and others are teaching it, was that you can retire once your passive income exceeds the expenses that you need to live. And that I had never really heard that concept before. And so that was a real big light bulb moment of, hey, if I can, I think at that point we were, you know, spending maybe $3,500 a month on all of our living expenses. Like, okay, if we bought a few houses or whatever and replaced that, you know, be able to generate an income of $3,500 per month or more, then we're good. We don't have to ever work again. And that was the one big thing that I just was like, wow, that I never had thought about retirement that way. So that was a big aha moment for me.
That is a big paradigm shift for a lot of people, because most people think, oh, retirement's an age. It's 59 and a half. I can start taking out money out of my 401k or my IRA. I think that's the right age. And then it's going to be 65, because that's just kind of what everybody thinks. And then it's going to be 67 or it's going to be 70. But no, it is you have enough passive streams of income that money meets or exceeds your expenses, because then you're free. You don't have to go to work. And as one of our multifamily mentors, Robert Hale, says, it's a lot more fun to go to work when you realize you don't have to. So you guys joined, and then you went and decided to go out. And tell us about your first investment.
Yeah, so initially when we joined, Melissa was the one that was more involved. And she went on all the road trips, because I was working a very intense consulting job, working 60, 70 hours a week. So she had more time. She went through all the road trips and case studies and all that. Eventually, we partnered up with...
Pause right there for a second. Just tell us briefly, yeah. I mean, a couple sentences, what a road trip is.
Yeah, a road trip is where, you know, a lead investor like myself or another independent real estate owner that owns an apartment by themselves, they present all the details about the apartment that they own, whether themselves or with partners, and we actually go and listen to all the details about that property, the performance of that property, and then we, after lunch, go and visit the property in person and see what they've done and kind of see what they've been successful at, and we always borrow ideas from each other, and that's part of the magic of the group.
Great, great. And so you, Melissa, you were doing more of that, and then tell us about your next step.
So I was attending all of the road trips and the case studies, but simultaneously we were networking with brokers, and just putting it out there that we're looking for about 50 units. We couldn't afford more, but that's kind of the sweet spot for being able to afford a full-time property manager and maintenance man. And we wanted to continue working at least for a little bit. And so we could not be on-site full-time, so we needed someone there. And because our criteria was so specific, about 50 units, once a broker located something or a property came across her desk that met that criteria, we were one of the first people to know about it. And so that happened. We joined in July. I think we found out about it in October, November, and then closed in February of 2016.
Wow, great. Pause right there. I want to find out some more about that when we get to the other side of the break. We're with Alan and Melissa Yu. Increase their net worth 5 to 6 times in their 30s by joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Stay with us and hear the rest of their story.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Glad to be back with you. This is David Rizzico with Lifestyles Unlimited, working on your financial freedom. I am with Alan and Melissa Yu, who are one of our great lead investors within Lifestyles Unlimited, meaning they put together deals. They find an apartment complex. They purchase it with the help of other partners, but they run the deal. They're the lead investors. All the other people have to do is just sit back and collect checks as they manage the property as well. And they've made a lot of money for their investors, but they started out with no experience at all. And I want to ask you about that, because you went from no real estate experience to a 54 unit on your first deal. How did you do that? Were you scared? Were you afraid of that? What was the process that you used to get over those fears and get to that point?
Very scary, right? As you mentioned, Melissa and I, we owned our own home that we lived in. That's really the only experience we had in real estate. But, you know, what's great about Lifestyles Unlimited is after you get out of the 2-day, you get a fire hose of information, you know, during those 2 days. Then you have all the classes online that you have access to that kind of walks you through all these different things. Then you have all your operations consultants that you sit down with in person, and they go through your individual situation, your circumstance. Okay, how much, you know, assets do you have? What are you working with? And they tailor a specific individualized program and plan for you. So Melissa and I did that, you know, with one of the operations consultants back when we first started. And then, you know, that's when, you know, they told us, okay, you can afford to buy, you know, 25 units or thereabouts, an apartment, and that's where you should start. And then we realized, like Melissa said, hey, maybe it'd be better to partner with another member and go a little bit bigger and be able to buy, you know, purchase one that allows us to still have our full employment and then own this deal and operate it while we're still working. But yeah, that first deal, I think we had a lot of sleepless nights just thinking about it and going through all the due diligence. And finally, when we were put pen to paper to close, I think we were all real nervous about it. But, you know, that's, you have to get over that first hump, that first hurdle. And each deal thereafter, it gets a little bit easier, a little bit easier. And yeah, now we've been very successful since then.
What was the price of that first property?
I want to say it was $1.8 million.
Okay, so yeah. $1.8 million, and what I want folks that are listening to hear and understand is that you went from no real estate experience at all to taking on a $1.8 million property, which meant you were on the line and everything you owned was on the line to purchase that property, right? It was. I mean, it was a recourse loan. It was a recourse loan, correct?
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
So what I want folks to understand and to really hear is how much faith you must have in the system that Lifestyles has put together, the education, the mentoring, the operations consultants, all the people that surround. The idea behind Lifestyles is that you surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. I actually bought Carlton Sheets' real estate education program in 1990, and my wife and I ordered it. And it sat on our coffee table for a long time and then migrated to our spare bedroom. And if we had opened the very first book, one of the first things Carlton Sheets says is, if you do not surround yourself with successful, like-minded people, you have wasted your money on this educational material. And it wasn't until I joined Lifestyles Unlimited many years later that I actually began having success. And I know that was the case with you guys. I want to ask you a little more about that deal, though. One thing about Lifestyles Unlimited we teach is, and is true, is real estate is the only asset class where you make money in five different ways. You make it through cash flow. You make it through equity capture, because we buy at a discount. We rehab the property. We have equity that we capture. Appreciation, the principal pay down. Your tenants are paying you rent, and you're using that to pay the mortgage. And part of that is you're paying down that principal. And then, of course, you get the tax benefits of depreciation. But one of the beautiful things about multifamily, single family, you can't force the property to appreciate. I mean, you can fix it up and it's going to be worth the average of, its price will be the average price of houses selling in the neighborhood. But with multifamily, it doesn't matter what the property across the street sold for last month. What matters is how much money does your property make? And so tell us on that first 54 unit deal, what did you do to force appreciation in that opportunity?
Melissa, I'll let you take this one.
Wait. And before you do that, let me preface that with, you had over you doubled your money on that deal in, what, less than 2 years? Is that correct?
Yeah, just about 2 years. A little, actually,
just
a little
about
bit
2 years.
2 years, but yeah.
So doubled your money, which is really forced appreciation. So, Melissa, yeah, tell us what you did to force that property to appreciate.
The property really didn't need many exterior upgrades. All we did was paint it, just to let people know that it's under new ownership, under new management. We're really trying to turn things around. So where we focused, where we put our money in was on the interior. So we started replacing, the property didn't have any vinyl plank flooring. It was all linoleum, I believe. And so we replaced all of that with vinyl plank flooring. And we really didn't do many major upgrades. Appliance packages, we started making them black instead of white, just a fresh coat of paint. As far as counters, we just kept it the formica, so no granite there. And we originally purchased it thinking it was a yield play. We didn't think the market supported a huge rent increase, but we tried it, and the market did. So that's where we really saw the forced appreciation.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And where did you get the ideas to do the things that you did? Did you just walk in and say, oh, this needs this and that?
Lifestyles. Lifestyles teaches you upgrade things from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's as far as the floor, all of the upgrades, they're pretty standard upgrades that pretty much everyone in Lifestyles does across the board.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the beauty of being a part of an organization like Lifestyles. You're part of kind of a mastermind group where you have you're learning from success of other folks that have gone before you. Well, that is great. So you went from there, and now remind me, did you go from that property into becoming lead investors?
Yes, yeah. Correct. That's right. So we sold the first deal in October of 2018. And then from there, we started syndicating deals as lead investors. So we wanted to first, give a shot, with our own capital, with our own money first before we took on passive investors. So from there, I'll just kind of a snapshot. We went from there and now in 2018 closed on two deals as lead investors. 2019 closed on another one as lead investors, and then recently in February we closed on our largest one, 411 unit deal in Amarillo.
Wow, so you didn't waste any time. You're pretty aggressive on that. Why did you want to be a lead investor?
Really, at the end of the day, I think we were looking at the runway of our career. We were still very young at the time. At that point, I want to say we were 32 or 33. And so, we saw other people being very, very successful, as lead investors. And we kind of looked at ourselves and said, I think, we're ready. We're ready to help other people grow and not only grow our own wealth, but to help our passive investors grow their network and their wealth and increase their passive income. We thought we were ready and we made that jump.
That's great. That's great. And that's the beauty of Lifestyles is you have these lead investors. And I've had people on before. John Pry was one who thought he was going to be retired in 16 years. And I can't remember. He retired in less than five. And all he is a passive investor. He says, I'm a very good, lazy, retired person. He just invested with people like Alan. And because of that, was able to retire in less than 5 years. And that is what we try to accomplish for everybody. Want to encourage people, again, just the free workshop, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We want to help you reach your financial goals and be on your way to that. Like I said before, I'm going to be speaking Thursday on July 15th. That's this Thursday at 9:30 p.m. So go ahead and check that out. Also, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. I want to talk to Alan and Melissa about that. That's going to be coming up.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
This is David Ruzicka working with you on your financial freedom. So glad you're with us today. I'm with Alan, Melissa Yu. Just want to remind you a little bit about this couple. We say you retire in 5 years or less. Alan actually retired from corporate America at age 33, 3 years after joining Lifestyles Unlimited, on their very first apartment complex, a 54-unit in Texas City. They doubled their money in 2 years. When have you ever done that in your IRA, your 401k, your mutual fund? They've also been lead investors in four other deals, bringing huge returns for their partnering investors. And they were the subject of one of our case studies, actually our case study this last week here in Houston. We are back to live events, which is a great thing. And so you can come to our office and actually see people. You can come as a guest one time without being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited if you are in the Houston area. Would love to have you out for that. One thing that we have coming up is the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, and it is the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. Here's the beauty. You get to come. We have breakout sessions. You get to increase your education. You get to hear from people like Alan and Melissa about how they do their investing, kind of best practices. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. Of this year. It is going to be at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas in the Dallas metro area. It's going to be September 3rd and 4th. If you go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, you put in my name, David, all caps, you will get a free ticket. That's $97 or $97 off any of the packages if you want to do one of the upgraded packages. And so I wanted to ask Alan, Melissa, kind of tell us what your thoughts are on the expo. You've been going for a number of years. Is that something worth your while?
Yeah, we've been going for the past 4 or 5 years, and it's I always tell people that's my favorite event of the year, just because when else are you going to be around thousands of you know, friends and investors, and you know, every time I come out of that event after that. Yeah, Sunday night. I'm definitely drained and tired, but I'm extra motivated to do great stuff coming out of that every single time. It's awesome.
That's awesome. That is awesome. What about you, Melissa?
I also love it as well. Just being surrounded by so many people with the same goals and the same motivation just pushes you to achieve more as well.
And that's one of the things I tell people, even when they come to the free workshop. Sometimes people say, you know what, I can join. It's $297 for 2 years. You guys pay $500. I paid $740. So I even paid more. But it was so worthwhile. I would pay that over and over again. The expo, one of the things you get out of that is, or one of the opportunities we have, is the property tour, where you can actually go and tour. That takes place on Friday. You can tour properties that Lifestyles investors are actually running at that moment. And tell us, is that worth going to? You guys were the subject of one of the property tours here in Houston a couple of years ago. What would you tell somebody who says, you know, I don't know if I want to spend the extra money to be able to go on the property tour? Is that something I should do?
Yeah, we were part of the 2020 Multifamily Masters Tour. And really, if you want to get a hands-on feel of three or four different properties, I forget how many is going on this year, but you know, definitely three or four properties you want to see hands-on directly in person at that property where that lead investor has been very successful and see exactly what they did and hear their story, it's worth it. If I had the time, you know, that's definitely something I would highly encourage someone to do.
Yeah. And the thing about that is you don't have to be a member of Lifestyles to attend that. You don't have to be a Lifestyles member to attend the expo or to attend the Ambassadors Tour that we're talking about right now. You can go to that website and you can sign up for that at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Want to ask you guys about your long-term goals. I mean, you've both, and I want to make clear to people, we always talk about retiring in 5 years or less. It's obvious that Alan and Melissa, they are running their organization. They've retired from corporate America, but what they're doing is they are running an organization that does investing and does investing for passive investors, which is different because it's still a job. But their job makes it possible for a lot of people to retire because they bring huge returns for their members. So what are your long-term goals in terms of your investing?
Alan wants us to get to about 2,000 units. I don't know that I necessarily have a number goal. For me, it's more about the lifestyle and being able to do the things we want to do in life without worrying about money. But it's mostly about creating generational wealth. As a child of immigrants who had no money, I want to be able to pass something down to our kids and have our kids pass something down to their kids, but also showing them that time freedom is so much more important than anything else.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You were talking about being a nurse. A nurse is a wonderful job. It's a very noble occupation, but you're right. You're working nights. You're working. Your time is not your own. Whether you're in accounting or whether you're a nurse, you are captive. You are in bondage to somebody else. You've got what you call shackles of corporate America. And at the end of the day, you're a number. And you're expendable. And if you can't do the job, they can find somebody else that can. Or if they run out of money, it's okay. They're going to move on and do something else. And so with this, you become, you're buying back your time and achieving financial freedom through this process. What are the things that you guys, you mentioned some things, you clicked off some things pretty quickly that you could now do that you could not do before?
Yeah, so I think, you know, David, like you were saying earlier, you know, we certainly work very, very hard because we have a fiduciary duty to our investors to look after their money and make sure the deals that we operate are very, very successful. But it's also one of those things is we don't necessarily have someone to answer to other than ourselves, right? So we wake up every morning. We don't have to necessarily set an alarm clock and say, oh, you have to be at your desk at 9 o'clock every day, clocked in and ready to roll and, you know, crank out 40, 50, 60 hours a week for my company, like I did in the past.
Right.
We work just as many hours and we do all that, but we also have the freedom to, you know, take a vacation when we want. We don't have to ask anyone for permission. Now that we have a number of properties, we have a team that assists us. So, you know, we do have a little bit more freedom to do different things, you know, like we need to or we want to. So every day we shut off at 4 o'clock or 3:30, 4 o'clock. We go to the gym. We couldn't do that if we're working a normal 9-to-5 job. And health is very important to us. That's something that we have now been able to do. Our time is ours.
That's tremendous. That is tremendous. And I want to just, if you can think, someone's listening, they're thinking, is this for me? Is this something I should do? And what would you say to that person?
I would say real estate is for everyone. The benefits far outweigh the fear that you have in starting. I think anyone who just does their first deal gets hooked, and real estate is very addicting. And once you get over that initial fear, you just realize how great it is, and eventually it'll lead to financial freedom and just a better quality of life.
That's great.
And you could do this on your own, right? You can certainly go buy a rental house on your own, but the great thing about lifestyles is you have the support to say, okay, if I don't know what to do, I have all these people to ask, and you get in a lot less trouble because that if you do a first deal and you make a mistake, you're never gonna go do your second one, trust me. But if you come to the group and you're successful, you're gonna go a lot further.
Any mistake you made along the way?
I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. You know, we certainly made our share of mistakes, and then we get into a bind and we call someone else or call Randa or call, you know, Christine at the time, you know, one of the operations consultants, hey, you know, we're running into this issue. What do I do here? Right. So, you know, I can give specific examples, but that's what you do in this group, where you call another lead investor and say, hey, have you run into this situation before? And they'll say, yeah, I have. And this is what I do.
And that is the beauty of Lifestyles Unlimited, is you have a team of people that you can call on. You know, Dell says real estate investing is not a solitary thing. It's a team sport. You have to have a team around you. You have to have people that you can go to that can help you along the way. And so when you do run into a bind, you've got somebody you can call. You have somebody that you can go to. So I want to just encourage you. Thank you guys so much. Awesome having you on today. Excited to hear your story and the things that you've done and the way that you are blessing people and helping people achieve financial freedom as you have achieved your own financial freedom. You guys have a great day. Glad to be here with Lifestyles Unlimited, working on your financial freedom.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.